All right, good morning on this Wednesday, 14 degrees, a win at Wednesday in the Wib Wake Up Show, coming up on 14 before 6. Time for first thoughts. My first thought I was thinking as I walked the dogs midday yesterday, or I guess, yeah, Athena, our mini Aussie Shepherd, and our mini poodle, Wesley, which was, why do so many people not shovel their sidewalks? Now, I guess it's up to you if you want to shovel your driveway, and I understand a lot of the snow is kind of a little bit here, a little bit there recently, and I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but you appreciate a shoveled sidewalk. And it's tough, right? I mean, we've had the ice and all that that goes with it this winter, but anyhow, I just was wondering, like, and then some, it's really piled up. It's been a bunch of different snowfalls, and you go, they haven't been out here in a really long time. So just a thought, just a question as we get started this morning. Also, I've posted this on my personal Facebook page. Our own Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary Beth. Of course, they have Show Hope, which has helped people financially with adoptions. Thousands and thousands of people. I know my own adoption green light has to do with Stephen Curtis Chapman and this very radio station. Hearing him on a Focus in the Family weekend. And I want to say way back in 2006, November, where our daughter Elena was maybe a year and a half. And I heard Stephen quote John Piper as saying, adoption is the living gospel. And I went to my wife later that day, and I'm like, let's start pursuing that. And it was quite a journey, a life-changing one. But anyhow, out of Show Hope, Mary Beth Chapman, the co-founder of it with Stephen, says, my husband and I, along with the entire Show Hope staff, are joining thousands of others in prayer over the recent visa restrictions from the White House. We are deeply concerned about the impacts these restrictions will have on children who are waiting to join their families through adoption. We are currently assessing what steps can be taken to advocate well for the children and families impacted. Mary Beth closes by saying, today we invite you to contact your members of Congress over this matter. Our friends at the National Council for Adoption, NCFA, have made it easy for you to connect with them using a petition form, which you'll find at the link in our bio. I've done that. It was easy. So messages went out to our senators and Congressman Van Orden. So if you're interested, it's on my personal Facebook page, and you can find it. Just search Show Hope. Today, a little longer opening thought there, I guess, for today. But it is the 21st of January. And one of the things to note, Jimmy Carter, following through on a campaign promise to pardon those who had fled in during the Vietnam War.
And I'm not going to say whether those young people were guilty or not guilty. I'm just going to say what you did, whether it was right or wrong, you're forgiven for it. Come on back home.
All right. We got a couple of other things in Today in History I'll save because I've got my sheet on that in another room. Let's close with our devotion here this morning from Brennan Manning. It is day 17 of the 19 Mercy Spiritual Journey, and we've covered a variety of subjects. And the final one for the last three is trust. Today is trust in your Father's delight. Brennan says, the Trappist monk Basil Pennington captures the simplicity of prayer when he writes, a father is delighted when his little one, leaving off his toys and friends, runs to him and climbs into his arms. As he holds his little one close to him, he cares little whether the child is looking around, his attention flitting from one thing to another, or if he's intent upon his father or just settling down to sleep. The father doesn't care because essentially the child is choosing to be with his father, confident of the love, the care, the security that is in those arms. Brennan says, all prayer should be just like that. As sons and daughters of the new covenant, we're giving immediate access to the father's lap. We settle down in our Father's arms and his loving hands. Our minds, our thoughts, our imagination may flit about here and there. We might even fall asleep, but essentially we're choosing to remain for this time intimately with our Father, giving ourselves to him, receiving his love and care, letting him enjoy us as he will. Closing paragraph. Of course, our inclination usually is to bring to prayer only what we're comfortable with, but the more we dare to reveal our whole trembling self to him with all our anxieties, dark desires, fears, sensuality, laziness, and incompetence, the more we'll be able to experience his compassionate caring, which is perfect love that will cast out all our fears. Closing comments from the Apostle Paul, who writes, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before the world was made, he chose us in Christ to be holy and spotless, to live through love in his presence, determining that we should become his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Your chance to win. We've got a wonderful book from Laura Story and the album Fear No More from the Afters. Both of those yours. If you can solve what was unsolvable yesterday, our Tuesday trivia question, now on a Win It Wednesday morning. We were asking, over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? Over 200,000 people injured by this each year. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to guess.
A lot of times it's in the United States with these injury questions. This is worldwide. So
let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Levi from Augusta.
Levi from Augusta. Hi, Levi. What do you think?
Is it falling off a bike?
Falling off a bike. Over 200,000 people falling off a bike, injured by that each year. Not it. Thank you, Levi.
Good try, buddy.
715-723-2555. Back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. On a Win It Wednesday, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hi, Evelyn.
What do you think?
Is it going up or downstairs?
Going up or downstairs. I feel like we had some guesses related to, like, falling up or downstairs. So I think we'll give you a bonus guess on that, Evelyn.
Anything else on your mind?
Is it hitting your head, like, on, like, the top of the door?
Hitting your head on the top of the door. Tall people problems.
Yeah, right.
Is that what we're looking for, Evelyn? It's not. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie.
Hey, Augusta. Hattie and Hattie. I remember you from yesterday. You're from Augusta and you were trying real hard. What do you think? What do you think the answer is?
Mousetraps. That's a good one.
Could be mousetraps. Is it mousetraps, Halva? Did Hattie get it?
Sorry, Hattie.
It's not it. You keep trying. 715-723-2555.
We're big with the kids today.
We are indeed. We love it. 715-723-2555 to answer our Tuesday trivia question. Now on a Win It Wednesday, over 200,000 people each year injured by what? Injured by this. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? 715-723-2555. A lot of incorrect guesses from yesterday, including staplers, changing a light bulb, hippos, snow blowers. It goes on and on, but we've got more calls coming in. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shane. I'm calling from Conrath.
Shane from Conrath. What do you think?
Is it sneezing?
Is it?
You could throw your back out.
Or your neck, or I don't know, throw yourself. Honestly, sorry, that's not right, Shane. But I woke up the other day because our dog, thank you, Shane, sneezed so violently, he hit his head on the floor.
Wow.
So, yeah, it can happen to humans and animals. Anyway, call back, folks. 715-723-2555. Time for three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Go ahead, Evelyn.
Is it playing sports?
Is it playing sports? Just broad category?
Yeah.
Over 200,000 people injured playing sports each year?
We know a lot of people are hurt, but that's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Evelyn. All right, two more guesses before we punt this to 745 and give you a clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Val from La Crosse.
Val. First call from the Cooley region. What do you think?
Hitting your thumb or finger with a hammer.
Yeah. That can happen. Is that what we're looking for?
Hammer injuries. No.
Not it, Val. All right. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Last call this round. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kurt from Maryland.
Where do you think?
Tripping over a pet.
Tripping over a pet?
Yeah.
Is it tripping over a pet? Did Kurt get it? Over 200,000 people injured by this each year, Halvo?
Kurt, sorry. We're going to move on to 745 and try again.
All right. We'll try with a clue as well. So hang tight. We'll be back in 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Two great prizes, one tough question.
Yes, indeed. Injury-related question is what we've been working on, and we finally have a clue here, Halvo.
We do. The question is, more than 200,000 people a year injure themselves in what way? And we've had a lot of great guesses over 2 days, and our clue is what they injure themselves with. There is lots of them.
All right, over 200,000 people injured by what? Injured by this each year. And so the clue, a lot of them. It's not something that's really rare.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these things.
Right.
So, over 200,000 people injured by what each year? 715-723-2555. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty.
Patty? Sounds like Patty from Augusta again. What do you think? Car accidents. Is it car accidents? Havo, did Hattie get it?
Sorry, Hattie.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. All right. Nobody there. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people are injured by what? Injured by this each year. And Havo, our first clue is... Yeah, lots of these.
There are lots and lots of them, yeah.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. Must have a bad connection there. All right, let's try here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek.
Hey, Ron. Ron, what do you think?
A straw, drinking straw.
Oh, yeah.
A drinking straw, could be.
The dreaded straw injury.
Not it, though. Thank you, Ron. 715-723-2555. I mean, you never know. Could be something off the beaten path.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? You know, we are having a lot of trouble. I feel bad. Somebody's trying really hard.
I would want to blame the cold weather, but it's actually warmer today.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pat from Hayward.
Pat from Hayward. Good to hear from Hayward. Way up north. What do you think?
Medical errors.
Medical errors. Over 200,000 people injured by medical errors each year. Is that it, Pat? Did you solve it?
Good try.
Not this time, or at least not what we're looking for. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Hey, Desmond. Desmond, what do you think?
Is it garbage cans?
Is it garbage cans?
Yeah.
Could happen.
Sure.
Absolutely. But not it. Thank you, Desmond. 715-723-2555. Two guesses remaining. Otherwise, we go after 8:15, give you another clue. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Ralph from Lithia, Wisconsin. Is it taking a book off the top shelf of the library?
Very specific, and you know what? Don't have the step stool, or you take a wrong step on that step stool, getting the book off the top shelf. Havo, did we get a winner from Withy?
No library injuries here.
All right, thank you. One chance left this hour. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Luke from Hickston.
Luke from Hickston, what do you think?
Being burnt by water.
Being burned by water. Absolutely could happen. Maybe you're boiling water and splatters or something. Havo?
Luke, that's not it, man. Sorry about that.
Thank you for the great calls, everybody. And if I remember correctly, I think Luke from Hickston might be one of our friends who was actually waiting outside school to answer, if I remember correctly, from previous
trivia. Yeah,
thank you so much for the participation, and we'll give you another shot at this. We're going to get a winner at some point.
Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show. We're trying to give away not one, but two prizes this morning.
Yes. Our question, over 200,000 people injured by what? Injured by this each year. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? And as per usual, we started to stack some clues, Havo.
Yeah. Last half hour, we told you that there are lots of these things that people have been injured by. And more specifically, there are many different types of these.
All right, so lots of them, but many different types.
Yes.
So not just lots of the same thing,
right.
Many different types of this. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? And a chance to win a couple great prizes.
Yeah, The Afters, Fear No More, and Laura Story's book, So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith.
All right, that album and that book, yours, 715-723-2555, if you call that number and are the first to get this correct. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from on WWIB?
Good morning, it's Melissa from Osseo.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I would like to just guess that maybe, I don't know, getting hurt on a playground?
Just getting hurt on a playground. Lots of different ways that you can get hurt, as safe as they try to make playgrounds. Just keep finding ways to...
Yeah, lots of things the kids play on, right? So, okay. That's not it, though.
But not it. Thank you, Melissa. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty.
Hi, Hattie. What do you think?
Doors.
Doors. Is it doors? Over 200,000 people injured by doors. Probably a lot of different ways you can get injured by doors, but...
Not it, Hattie, but thanks. She's persistent.
She is. 4 years old from Augusta, I found out yesterday.
Huh.
Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Jenny. Hey, Jenny, what do you think?
Legos.
Legos. I think that was stepping guessed. On a Lego was yeah. guess. So do you have a backup guess in your back pocket, Jenny?
Over a couple of days, it had a lot of guesses.
I don't know.
All right, call us back. 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people are injured by what? Injured by this each year in Howell. Couple different clues trying to get people in the right direction.
Yeah, there are lots of them, and more specifically, there are many different types of them.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Christy Eau Claire.
Christy, what do you think?
Screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers.
Sure. There are lots of them.
Phillips head, flathead, lots of different ways you could get hurt, but
not it.
Not it. Three guesses more. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Are you with us? All right. We'll try again. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Diane from Downsville.
Diane from Downsville. What do you think?
I could say bugs.
Bugs?
No, mosquitoes, wasps.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
It seems to fit the clues, right?
Absolutely. I think I found out the last few years that I have a little bit of an allergy to bee stings. Wasn't fun.
Yeah.
But not bugs. Thank you, though, Diane. Kind of eliminating a category, and that helps everybody else get a little bit closer. A couple guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mimi from Lake Halley.
Hi, Mimi.
From Lake Halley. What do you think?
It may have been guessed, but pets?
Pets.
Dogs? Cats?
Yeah, pets has been guessed, so you can have a backup guess.
Okay, cars.
Cars, all right, sure. A lot of different ways you could get injured by vehicles in or out of them, but not it. All right, we are down to our last guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Rice Lake.
Jim from Rice Lake, what do you think?
Could it be sticks, like branches?
Well, I mean, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So, I mean, very plausible. Jim from Rice Lake, how well did he get it?
That's not it, Jim.
Not it. Thank you. All right. So, Havel's been feverishly working on clues, and we have another clue that we will get for you after 8:45 and see if we can get a winner on a Win It Wednesday.
All right.
I feel like we've kind of restored, though, our honor when it comes to questions that are a little bit harder to solve. Merrick last week got it on the very first call on the first day.
Right.
We're kind of like, we got to find something that's a little bit more difficult.
That's right. Exactly. Win It Wednesday in the Win Wake Up Show. We're going to try for the seventh time in 2 days to see if we can get the right answer to our question.
715-723-2555. The question is this. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? Injured by this each year. We have a book and a CD for you to give away. A great book from Laura Story. The CD, I Will Fear No More, from The Afters. Of course, Josh from The Afters hails from Osseo. Those two prizes, yours and Havel, on this question. We stack clues each time when we get to this point.
Yes. It's a Win It Wednesday. We would love it if you could win here today. So, again, clues to that. We told you that there are lots of them. Earlier in the hour, we said there are many different types of these things that people get injured by. And we're going to add to that, they come in many shapes and sizes.
Many shapes and sizes. Over 200,000 people injured by what? Injured by this each year. Lots of them. And we've added again... different types, and now many shapes and sizes. Many shapes and sizes. What could it be? What injures over 200,000 people each year? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555, as we go to the phones for the first time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek. Is it a pencil, pen type thing?
A pencil or a pen? A writing utensil of some sort. Ron?
Good guess. That's not it.
Not it, but call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee. How about a toothbrush?
How about a toothbrush?
That was guessed.
Do you have a backup guess?
Table knife.
A table knife? Like a butter knife or something like that? Sure. It is not a table knife. Thank you, Brian from Menominee.
Not a butter knife or even a steak knife. So.
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from here on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Kayla from Winter.
What do you think?
Is it a dog?
Is it a dog? Well, I think we've kind of eliminated pets with previous guesses. Right. So you can have a backup guess. Go ahead.
Oh, is it a shovel?
Is it a shovel? Is it a shovel? We've had like shoveling snow and stuff, but is it just a straight up shovel? No, not it. I don't know. Can you step on a shovel the way you can step on a rake? And
yeah, maybe? You can maybe throw out your back or something too. I don't know.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Dillonville.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, I'm looking out the window. I'm going to say a snowflake.
Snowflake. I mean, they do come in many shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that's right. There are many of them. Yeah.
Many of them. So good job following the clues. But is that it?
Sorry.
Not snowflake injuries. 715-723-2555.
We might go to try it again Thursday.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale, what do you think?
Legos.
Is it Legos?
That's
been guessed. Do you have a backup guess?
I don't know. Snowblowers?
Snowblowers? Is it snowblowers?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you, Dale. All right. I think we're down to our final three guesses on Win It Wednesday.
Come
on,
guys.
Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday? Good morning, WWIB. We are family. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie.
Hi, Hattie. What do you think?
Swimming pool.
Swimming pool. Hattie has been trying harder than anyone for this contest.
What effort at 4 years old?
Is that it, Hattie? It's not. It's not. All right. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Down to the final two guesses on this Win It Wednesday morning. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Come on, Dennis.
What do you think?
Lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers. Is it lawnmowers?
It's not.
That's snowblowers, not lawnmowers. But good to hear from Panther Country. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Bring us home, Linda. What do you think?
A coffee pot.
A coffee pot. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? We've said a lot of them come in many shapes and sizes.
Injuries are possible with that in one way, shape, or form, but that's not it, Linda.
Not a coffee pot. All right. So Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday, and now it's going to be a Try It Again Thursday as we'll try and figure out more clues for you starting tomorrow morning.
Don't mess with us and get the answer on the first question, because we're going to come back with a tough one.
Really tough.
We're going to come back with a stumper.
Here's Toby Mac. This is Nothing Sweeter. It is going to be a sweet, sweet day when someone gets this correct.